Vayter and Chas, we have a comma daf, Pei Zion. Picking up on Pei Vavon Beis Badabam Mar Pei's very last line, middle line, Tanya Idach. Another statement that's connected to something Rabbi Yehuda says, Tanya Idach, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Suma Ein Lo Boshes, the blind person, he doesn't have to pay for Boshes, for embarrassment. Beep, turn the page, Pei Zion Amin Aleph. V'china Rabbi Yehuda Potro Mikol Dinim Shabbat Torah, and Rabbi Yehuda would pater a blind person from all the laws of the Torah as they pertain to the idea of Kashmani. He can't be involved in any sort of judgment having to do with it. My time to be the what's pshat that you're going to patter up this blind person. Amar Krav, Shavto Eida Bein Hamaka Bein Goel Hadam Ala Mishpat Ameila, that the congregation will judge between the Hamaka, the one perpetrating, or Bein Goel Hadam, and the one who's avenging the blood according to these laws. What does that tell you? Kol Sheishno B'Maka B'Goel Hadam, anyone who's including the laws of the Maka and the Goel Hadam, Yeshno B'Mishpatim, those including the Mishpatim. Kol Sheishno B'Maka B'Goel Hadam, Eino B'Mishpatim, not included in the Mishpatim. So a blind person is Pater from the death penalty and from Golus, therefore he's Pater from this as well. Tanya Dachan of the Bari says as follows, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Suma Ein Lo Boshes, a Suma doesn't have any Boshes. In other words, no chiyuv, nothing to do with it. V'cheinu Rabbi Yehuda potro mikol mitzvos ha-mitzvah Torah. And similarly, he would go and you'd pater him from all the mitzvos that are in the Torah. Right, so it's not only in this case, it's going even further. It's not just dini momentus, but it's like all different mitzvos. Now, Amar of Shisha Barei Dorav Iti. My time, Rabbi Yehuda, what's pshat? Why would he pater from all the mitzvos? Amar Kol, it says in the Torah, it says in the Torah Kedosha, who we have over here, Vizos HaMitzvah, says the Misoros HaShas. Vizos HaMitzvah, Chukim VaMishpatim, and this is the mitzvah, the statutes and the laws. Kol Sheishlo B'Mishpatim, and who has with the Mishpatim, Yishlo B'Mitzvah V'Chukim, you have with the Mitzvah V'Chukim, V'Chishenu B'Mishpatim, and V'Mitzvah V'Chukim, then you're not in it. So therefore, he is off the hook for those things. As well, Amar of Yosef, Merei Shava Amina. I used to say, Man Amar Alach Rabbi Yehuda. Anyone who told me that Alach is a Rabbi Yehuda, ooh, this is a throwback. We saw this in Kiddushin. Lamed Aleph, Bayom. Rabbi Yosef says, I used to say, Man Amar Alach Rabbi Yehuda. I said Alach is a Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Suma Patar Min Amitzos. His Patar Amitzos. Kav Dinan Yom Betuvel Rabbanan. Make a party for the rabbis. My time. Why? The Lo Mifkadina. Because I'm not chayv to do it now. Because you said that. And Vika Avdina Mitzos, but I'm still doing Mitzos. So I'm getting a lot of schar for this. Bahashta Deshamis Lahad Rabbinina, Nahri Rabbinina, Dhamma Rabbinina, Godlo Mitzuvosa, Misha Mitzuvosa. Greater is one is commanded to do than someone who isn't commanded to us. Man Dharmali Ain Halachic Rabbi Huda. No one says Halacha is not like Rabbi Huda. Avdina Yom Tov Rabbana, I'm doing Yom Tov. Because used to be I wasn't commanded, I was doing, I thought it was on a higher level. Now you tell me I'm not commanded, I'm doing it on a lower level. If you tell me Halacha is not like him, I'll be even happier. My time, let the mifakadina isli agratve, because when I'm commanded, I'm going to get more reward. Zok, the next heliga mishnah. We're going to see a chumrah of a person who injures another person over an animal that goes and injures another person. If a adam goes and damages a person, so he has to pay all these five things. And if he injures a woman who's pregnant, he has to pay the value of the vlad. If she chalila has a miscarriage, b'shor in a mishalim al nezek. When it comes to a shor, the only payment that's done over there is that of nezek. Rashi says, "I'm repairing bays ish ba'amiso v'lo shor ba'amiso." Upatim mibnei tvlados, and the owner also is going to be potter from to pay for the fetus if it injures a woman who's pregnant. Hamake aviv esimo. Someone who gives a smack, a batch to the father and mother, loss of a chabur, but doesn't make a chabur, and then v'chovel v'chaver, okay, we know, because as the Rashi points out, we saw this already, maka avivimu in chayavat yasem chabura, v'ilam ha-nechnok in the Sigmar in Sanhedrin. So it doesn't make a chabur, v'chovel v'chaver b'yom chabur, and someone gives a smack to his friend on Yom Kippur, Chayev bekulam. It's going to be chayev in all of them. What does it mean bekulam? Nezek, tsar, ripoy, shavus, and boshas. Hachovel be'avid ivri. Someone gives a smackdown to the ivri. Chayev bekulam is going to have to pay all five. Chutz min a shavus, man shushlo, except for shavus embarrassment when he's his servant. I'm not sure what I just said, so I'm going to hopefully say this right. Minashevis, which means the unemployment shtickle, because it's his, he's the one who's losing out, so you have to go and pay for that. Achol Evid Kanani Shalachirim, if he goes and he gives a smackdown, he wounds the Evid Kanani of someone else. Chayav B'kulin Zimri Chayav, and all five thingamabobs. If you the Omer, Ein La'avodim Boshes, no, when it comes to Boshes, that does not apply to Avadim. Sorry, these are Avadim, nothing to talk about. Now, Chayav Shulta V'katan, a.k.a. Chashu, when it comes to Chayav Shulta V'katan, Pigyos and Ra'a, being in contact with them is bad. Chovim Chayav, because if you injure them, you're Chayav, V'heim Shechovlu Be'achirim P'turim, and they go out, if they injure somebody else, then they're going to be putter. We saw this. Anyway, we saw this earlier when we dealt with the fire and all that kind of stuff. Okay, Eved Vaisha, when you're dealing with an Eved Kanani and a woman, it was Jewish, Pekiyasam Ra, also bad, because the Chobem Chayev, you injure them, you're going to be Chayev. Veheim Shechov V'Bachirim P'turim, but if they go and they injure, then they are going to be putter. Rashi says, She'ein Lehem Malashalim, they don't have what to pay. Slave stuff goes to the master, and the woman stuff goes to the husband. So, yeah, either Eved or Anisha. Aval Mishalm La'acher Zman, they have to pay after time. Nizgar Shaisha Nishtachar Eved, if she gets divorced or if he gets freed, and then they've owned stuff, Chayav Mishalm, then they're going to have to go in for the pay. Rashi Sharim Mitchila, Hein Chayav, and really the Chayav, Ela She'en Lehem Malashalm, they don't know what to do. Shenichse Malug, Shalisha Mishubadim Labal, Aperos Yerushots, Shubat to the husband over there. So at the end, then she'll eventually have to pay. Hamake aviv ve'imo. If someone smacks the father, the mother of Asa b'chabur, and he actually inflicts upon them a wound. V'achov b'chavir b'shabbos, someone goes to smack them to his friend on Shabbos. Potter mekulam that's kim lebed rab mine b'rom bum b'neishu nidal b'nafshu, because he gets killed. V'achov b'eved kanani shalo, someone who wounds his eved kanani, potter mekulam, he's going to be potter from everything. Frech the Gemara. Boy, Menei Rav, Rabbi Elazar, Menei Rav. Hachovel, Rebas Ketana, Shel Acherim. If someone injures someone else's daughter who's a Ketana, Chavala L'mi, who gets the payment? Rashi says, Gedola Vadidi Da Havya. If it's Gedola, it for sure goes to her. Mi Amina, do we say, Kerem Da Akni Le, Rachman HaShevach Nurun La'av, since we give over, the Torah gives over that which the girl gains. It goes to the father, Rashi Zuchsib bin Rabbi Zaviyah, Kol Shevach Ne'urim Le'aviyah, Filu Kesef Kiddushin Shlo. He even accepts the Kesef Kiddushin. So therefore, Chavala Nami Davu, with the Chavala should also go to the father. My time and why? Daha, Ifchisa Mikaspa. Because now her value is going to be less because of the fact that he could sell her as an Amar of Ria, and now she's going to be worth less. Odilma Shevach Ne'urim Hu Dakni Le'achon. Only the Shevach Ne'urim, that goes to him. The boy Lemimsa La Lemuke Shchim, because if he wants to give her over to a Muke Shchim, Matsi Masa is the ability to go and do such a thing. Aval Chavala, when it comes to the idea of wound payments from that, given the Iboy Mischabel, but if he wanted to cause her pain, Lo Matsi Chavel, he's not able to do that. Lo Kani Rachmana, therefore the Torah didn't give over, he wasn't Kona that. The Torah didn't give it over to her. To him. That is, he has the ability of marrying off to whomever, therefore he gets it. But when it comes to the idea of Chavala, since if he wants to, he's not able to go ahead and do that. He's not able to just give to cause her pain. Just any yid, he's not able to cause any pain to. Right? So therefore, he wasn't cornered enough to be able to get it. Beep. Turn the page. Pays item a base. And for the Gemara, Amarle, lo zichsa Torah la'av, ela shavach n'mavad. Nope, the only thing the Torah gave over is Shevach Ne'urim, in which case this stuff would go to the girl if she gets damaged. Eisve, frankly, Gemara, Kashe, Achov Eved Ivri. We know someone goes and damages a Hebrew servant. Chai B'kuba's got to pay all five. Chutz Min HaShevach Zman Shu Shalo, except for an employment while he belongs to him. If the Rav, the master, is going to get the money if the guy gets injured, so then the father also should be able to get the money for Shevis. Both the Rav Shevis, if that's what you're talking about, Shevis, idea of like unemployment, no problem. The Maaseh Adea, Hachas Bagrus Da'avuo Havi, because what she earns, you know, until she becomes a Bulgaris, it goes to the father. All he meant is the idea of the Nezek. She gets damaged. The damaged money goes to her. Eis Vei, really, is this true? Hold on a second, we got a Braisa. Achova Bivno Gadol, someone who wounds his adult son, Yitei Lomiyad. He's got to pay him up immediately. Rashi says the Torah didn't give anything over to the son, for, you know, any rights over the father doesn't have a right over his son. He only has over his daughter. Well, she's a katana. So therefore, he has to compensate him completely, his adult son, just like he would any other person. Therefore, he has to pay him up. And so what else do we think? That he has to give immediate payment to his adult daughter. He telling me, if no katan, if it's his katan, yasalo segula, that he should set aside something for him in order that when he's a gadol, you pay him. Achol bida katana, a pater is going to be pater. Oh, not only that, if other people won't hear, you have to give to the father. Oh, you see, straight up, it goes to the father. Of course, that's talking about Shevis. When you're talking about Nezek, that's not the case. It goes to the daughter. And if he goes and he hurts his son, his adult son, he's got to pay him right away. But we have a contradiction. Someone who wounds the sons or daughters of other people, you pay him immediately, right away. Just like any person, you have to pay. You set up for aside for the future. But we're talking about his own kids and putter. He's going to be putter when they are ketanim, or it seems like whether ketanim or gedolim. So what are you going to say to that? Pretty much just straight up against what we said before, they have to pay immediately. So it's Gemara, Amri, Lukash, and Akasha. Kam b'shesmuchim al shulchano, kam b'shein smuchim al shulchano. When the kids are sumich on the shulchan of the father, that's the second brisa is what it's talking about. Therefore, the father's not going to be chayiv if he goes in and he injures him. He's taking care of him, right? So the father's supporting him. He doesn't have to compensate them for some sort of shevis, a loss that they have. Right? He would have to pay nezek tzar, ripoy, and boshas, but not shevis. Kam b'shein smuchim al shulchano, the father, when they're not supporting him, then he has to pay even for the shevis. How did you set up this first price? In the case when they're not being sumach on him, and that's why that he has to pay him right away. If that's really true, then look at the safe over there. Someone who goes ahead and he damages his daughter who's a katana, he's going to be potter from paying. He just have to pay. But wait, there's more. Not only that, if others wound her, they have to go and pay to the father. But if she's not being then they have to go and they have to pay to her, the Bari Mazoni, because she needs to survive. She needs cash money. Even according to one it says, even according to one that says that the master can say to slave, work for me and I'm not going to take care, I'm not going to sustain you. Though that's talking about by Nevikanani, the Amalei, because he could say, Aveda Vidite Kuliyama, do work for me all day. Ula orta zil schar ve'echel, and at night, go relax and eat something. What Rashi points out means go collect the money and work it out yourself. Aval Evid Ivir, when it comes to Aviv, the Siv Kitov lo Imach, it's going to be good for him with you, means that Imcha b'Michael, Imcha b'Mishta, with you when it comes to food, with you when it comes to drink, low. You can't say work for me and I'm not going to take care of you. Kolch Gambito, certainly one's own daughter. So if she gets injured over there, she should get the stuff for Boshes and not the father. For Shevis. And for the Gemara, Kedama Rava, Bered Rav Ula, Lo Nitzcha Elala Dafa. The Mishnah is talking about the daughter's extra stuff. Meaning that if she earns money above and beyond what she needs to take care of herself. That's what's going to go to father. I'm here too. That the first brisa is saying a katana is only in reference to the extra stuff. That's what he's going to get. But the daughter's going to get the stuff that she needs in order for her able to survive. Frek the Gemara, but my ukimta lubas raisa. What did you? How did you set up the second brisa? The later one. In the case where there be somech al shulchanav, if he's taking care of him, and therefore he's not going to be chayv if he injures him. But if someone else goes in and injure, then gedolim yitin lo miyad, pay me miyadik, tam yaslam segula. You don't make a trust for them that in the future you're going to pay them. Amai, la viyam by the mesa, it should be asked to give it to the father. Says Rashi, the maishnaki chaval behu, ihu, the miftar mi boshes, mi shaves, mi shav the sukhar shachanu, ki chaval bo, behu achrini nami lisvile, this should go to him, it should go to him. And for the Gemara, Amri, ki ka kapid, when is a father makbid? If this kid would take the this amount of money, this this shevis, but maybe the kachaser, would it's something in an area when there's going to be something that's going to cause him a loss. Rashi says, Mamona, Kigon, Heched, the Chavel, Behu, Ihu, Denemele, Anan, Zil, Shalim, right, where he's going to have to go and pay for it. Bemidi, the Asami, Alma, but it's something which comes from not him, from outside, low cup it, he's not going to be makbid. So if he himself is the one that's causing him, if injured him, and we force him to go and to pay for this this stuff, even though he's taking care of him, that's where the second price is going to potter the father from having to pay. When it comes to something that comes from outside, then low cop it, he's not makbid. If he's injured by somebody else, he doesn't mind if the child gets this type of money, since it doesn't impact him at all. The first part of the second price, therefore, gives it to the kid. It's such a matziv. I for more of a hametzia. What about a case of a metzia, of an object that gets lost and found? There's a found object. Which comes from outside of a copy. And he's makbid that if they go ahead and they take it and they keep it. How does that work? We just said a second ago of something he's not losing, he wouldn't mind. So it says, Gemara Amri, Ravcha to Ka'asilu me Alma. Some sort of ravka, some sort of gain that comes to these kids from the outside. And v'les lutzara, and there's no physical pain that comes from it, he's gonna mind. Of a chavala, when it comes to chavala, getting injured, this lutzara dugufaya, where he gets pained, and then it comes from the outside, look up, and then it's not gonna be makkah, and the kid can keep it. I've also, what about the case of a katana, this let Sarah the Gufa, she does get pain, and it comes out of her own cup of cup, and he seems to be makbid, the katana, because the first place I said, v'lo od ella, acherim shechavu ba, chayav and litan levesh, to give it to him, why? So says the Gemara, Amri, they said, hasam the gava kaptanahu, there, where we're talking about a person who's a katan, because they're not somech al shulchan avihem, then the makbid even on something that's coming from the outside. But in this circumstance, the lavgav a kapta rahu, the second price is not a makbid, the hasmuchan al shulchan, because there's some echan al shulchan, kika kapit, when kikapit imidid the kachasile, when is it going to be makbid for them? They're taking the stuff, the gain, the earnings. The profit is going to cause him to actually lose. But me, the dasil who me, I'm a look up, and something's going to come to them from the outside. It's not makbid at all. Now, my skula, what does it mean when it says skula? It says leave over for the future. Of Chista Amar, Sefer Torah. That elastic is bigger. Give him the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Bar Huna Amar, Dikla, it's a palm tree. Dachum in a time in order he could eat the dates from it. Vechain Amar Reish Lakers. Going back to the idea of a katana, a girl, what is she, who gets the money for this injury? It says, Lo zichna Torah la'av, ela shevach ne'urim bilvad. The only thing he gets is shevach ne'urim. That is the gains that she brings in. It's the same the Ravid said. Rav Yochanan Amar, afilu p'tzia. The father even gets for a petza, a damage, a wound that she gets. P'tzia sakadaitach. So the Gemara, what? You think that the father's going to get for a p'tzia? Afilu Rabbi Elazar lo kamei by lei ela chavala. Even Rabbi Elazar doesn't ask a kash except for by chavala, by a wound. Beep, turn the page. Beiches, the ifchas, beiches manaf, the ifchas amikaspa, which is going to lower her value in such a situation. Rashi's vayib yadu lemachro, and uses his hands to sell her. Aval p'tzia de lo chasam mikaspa, but when it comes to a wound, which is not going to lessen her value, lo kamei by lei, he wasn't even asking about that. So what are you talking about? It's not going to lower her value. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosi Rechanina, Shepatza b'faneh v'af chasa mikaspa. It's talking about we're wounded on her face and it's going to lower her value and therefore he's going to gain over here. The father, he's the one who's going to get it. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.